Yes, so Enrano, at some point, I'm a Jima home.
Okay.
But apparently, Omuhu board appointment.
Yes.
They were already, I'm saying, it's been a daily battle on my constituency platform.
Yes.
To let them remain calm and wait on the president.
Okay.
Trying to assure them that we have a 4-year mandate.
Yes.
And the president cannot satisfy everybody.
Sure.
Within the last 6 weeks here, we're about to try. You know, ABIA, they have a baby until I'm trying.
I can't.
Some of them look at say, Papa Nia friend. Oh, friend, bia, or Simon to
my
son or the abbey, never be a genetic yam penny. Yea, quack, quack, yadi. Timmy, sorry, now, Oma fire statement not to my and I'm afraid Omo more a yampin for Uncle Cran. Now, almost in the Aquasino, but Oma, your margin, Sanka, more yet a yetre.
Okay.
Uncle more planning pool for. Say and then call my pay year and I'm saying no. Nemo person will catch and be an omakada. The press statement is enough. Whatever is in it, in one way or the other, it will get to him.
Yeah.
So they should leave it there. But they know my position is that me bray me every me moja ni se me de papay
about
you charge Ghana for. Inti an bibi am jina na me de jina manfa na masa ye megu na ni mase na onye obi so a wa ka kire me se wo adongo wa ye mi bibi nti ana na emu me bra na nya mai
omre nsoi
nti dibre bi a de be bo ye de ba mame a metimi e de aboa no no e se me de boa no
ba o start se all year appointment no oni wedding komo
o da bebre se. At the end of the day, you know, no appointment.
Yes.
He has an advisory team.
Yes.
And he, on to me, and Fro Bia explaining identity amount.
Identity amount for sure.
And it will be too much for me to think that the president should come to my level and seek my consent in whatever he wants to do. That would be unfair. All I know is that he's not forgotten about me. Maybe my time is not up.
Your time is not
up. But when my time is up, nobody can stop it.
But you were expecting to be made a Minister of State.
Of course, rightly so. I mean, everybody wishes the best for himself.
Yes.
I believe that I have the capacity and I have the temperament to do it. But, of course, in the issue of finance minister proper, since I came into parliament, I've always been behind Atu.
Okay.
Atu was my ranking member
ranking
when I arrived. When I arrived
okay.
in Parliament, I was a member, and he was ranking. And then when we came back the second time, they promoted me to a deputy ranking.
Yes,
and he was still ranking.
Ranking.
Then when there was a reshuffle in Parliament, he assumed a leadership role on the front bench.
Yes,
so I was then pushed.
And then you became ranking.
Ranking.
Okay.
He's also been a deputy minister. So. It was really a tall ask to say that all of a sudden you are going to jump over him. What would be the reason?
Yeah.
I hope you understand. Yeah. So I explained to my people that under the circumstances and based on my understanding of parliamentary practice, I think that it is a right appointment. You know, and when my time comes, I will be there.
It will come.
But subsequently, when he came to the deputies, part of the reason was also that there were elements who were advising the old man who believed that I'm about for a deputy minister.
Okay.
That is not coming from me. And under no circumstance did I reject a deputy minister.
A deputy minister. Meaning, a deputy minister, you would have considered a deputy minister.
If it was offered to me, and that is the capacity the old man wants me to serve him, I would say no.
But in any ministry?
Of course. I mean, if you are called upon by His Excellency to serve in any capacity, it's a privilege. I hope you understand.
Yes.
It's a privilege that I will gladly accept. But under the circumstances, he would have felt that he wants to use me in another way.
Another way.
And maybe the timing, there's a timing gap.
Yeah.
People expect that, oh, by now your name would have been there, yeah, or somewhere. Yeah. It hasn't happened. It doesn't mean that that's the end of the story.